Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
If you grew up within a narcissistic family environment and then went on to have a relationship with a narcissist, you may be full of many questions, rightfully so. You may ask, why did this occur? Was I drawn to a narcissist? What was it about my upbringing that may have led me to be in a relationship with a narcissist in my adult years? Was I primed or conditioned for this? And if so, how? These questions are deep and are spot on to explore. Today, in this episode, we are going to uncover the roots from within narcissistic family upbringings that may have conditioned you to not only be drawn to a narcissist, but why it happens and why then the narcissistic partner seeks comfort and refuge for a time in you to establish a relationship. Let's dive in. If you were born or raised within a narcissistic family structure, you may have not noticed it until certain life events transpired. The events may have put you on a path of deep discovery, which led to reviewing and studying your family of origin on a new and introspective level. It may have been from a divorce or breakup, or you researched certain traits that led you down the rabbit hole, and you became wise and observant to how others treated you, and your eyes were opened. The wake-up may have been the turning point to learn more and to head down the path of exploration. And here we are. We're going to outline some of the tactics that are orchestrated from within narcissistic family environments. Sometimes we see these tactics growing up, but may not have connected it under the title of narcissism until years later. Communication breakdowns are often seen within narcissistic family environments. Have you witnessed the following chronically? The narcissistic parent talks over you, doesn't listen to you intentionally. Frequent interruptions. Conversation is not a two-way street. Does not engage, and there is a lack of connection and bonding. When you talk or share, the conversation is redirected back toward them. You are minimized, discredited, spoke to like you are uninformed, have no merit, even spoke to like you are a child. Are you silenced? Are you compared against others within the family and even extended family? Within narcissistic families, there is a level of neglect that can also occur. It can range to include both physical neglect and emotional. Neglect can also be shown as knowledge was withheld and had to figure things out for yourself. Were you not taught about red flags in a relationship and what to look out for? As an adult, was love conditional or performance based? Were you not included? Maybe you felt like you were an outsider even within the family unit. Within a narcissistic family environment, there is a strong undercurrent of control, and control in different facets. The following are several areas in which parental control is shown. The narcissist trained or conditioned you that you cannot make it on your own. Independence is shunned, discouraged from creating your own life. Personal boundaries were mocked and overstepping often occurred. Shame and gaslighting was used to control behavior, taught you needed the narcissist to survive. In addition, outward perception is held to a high standard within a narcissistic family. And as a result, the narcissistic parent monitored the family perception to control how others viewed the family. You were taught to uphold the reputation. Now, if you were born or raised by a narcissist, you were conditioned to believe their treatment toward you is normal. It's so normal that you don't even question it while growing up, or if you did, you were met with other tactics to offset it, and eventually it became an accepted method of interaction. And this may have led to being involved with a narcissist in later adult years, or until you had a wake-up moment and saw things how they really are. There are ramifications from being raised by a narcissist, but a narcissistic romantic partner will seek out the positive traits you have to exploit for their purpose. You may have adopted certain character traits because you were in survival mode within a narcissistic family environment, and the survival mode never ended. To you, it was normal. The narcissist saw that you saw it was normal and jumped on the opportunity. Now, we are going to venture down the path to learn why the narcissist seeks out those who were raised within a dysfunctional narcissistic family unit. A narcissist is looking for someone who was not only primed from within a narcissistic family upbringing, but they are looking for someone who was tolerant to the tactics and who will allow it to be carried on undetected. A narcissist thrives in an environment where they can implement their destructive skills in the dark. This is where they shine. The following is a list of why the narcissist was drawn to you, your positive traits they saw, and how they intend or intended to use them to further their objectives. The narcissist saw your empathy. And this means that the narcissist will draw on your empathy so that you will do things for them. The narcissist saw that you looked out for others and put others before yourself. And this means the narcissist wants to remain to be number one in the relationship and will look for others who will accomplish this. They saw how supportive you are. The narcissist needs to be supported emotionally at all times. The narcissist was drawn to your loving, caring nature and that you are nice to a fault, which means they believe you won't rock the boat. Next, the narcissist saw that you sought for the approval of others, which means the narcissist believes you will put them first, which they need. The narcissist saw that you have a constant winning attitude and will do whatever it takes to accomplish something. So the narcissist believes you won't give up on them, which means they will have a constant level of supply. The narcissist saw you as accomplished and highly skilled in certain areas, but were unable to see it yourself. The narcissist knows that you can make things happen and will work hard to accomplish things. They will use this to their advantage. You disregarded your own talents, even downplayed them, while doing so, lifting others up. The narcissist wants you to continue to downplay yourself while elevating them, and they appreciate the imbalance. The narcissist saw and believed that once they were able to win you over, that your loyalty will be to them, and they wanted your attention, support, and for you to have their back. The narcissist obtained supply with a level of certainty. Learning about our family of origin can help to explain many things. It can help to connect the dots if you find yourself with a narcissistic partner in adult years. Have you seen narcissistic traits in your family of origin? Does this episode help to shed some light if you had or are currently in a relationship with a narcissist? Drop us a comment below and let us know your experience. And if you like this episode, you're going to like this one here next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.